Blog Talk Radio.
One of the mothers out of Camp 1 will be on
stage for tonight's episode, Parting on 62. Mother Eve, Tribe of Yahda Judah. Yahweh Mitchell, see you. Mother E, Tribe of Yahda Judah. Yahweh Mitchell, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel of Kibroth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Excellent. All right. So we got the curtain air went up, and the Foxtail been lit, and the curtain air went up. All we know is 195 international countries. Everybody got a representative in. We don't know the actual count, but we know one thing. We'll get something going on 2 hours ill to show up, and he'll tell you who bring this broadcast. But right now, we might get something going on with one of the teachers out of Camp 1, Brother T. Israel. See, you swing down to that Luke chapter 12, verse 12. See, you can get something going on. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you at the same hour which you ought to say."
That's right there, Brother T. Israel. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach us. That's what we want. We want that righteous spirit to be part of the way we operate. I said that righteous spirit has a, it ain't something that you just can do and just say Luke 12:12 because you can mess around and you can draw attention to something that you don't want by saying that. Let's get a case in point, Dale, Brother T. Let's get a case in point because a lot of times we be hearing ministry using Luke 12:12, but you got to understand something. When you be saying Luke 12:12, you inviting the Almighty to come in to be part of your lesson. And don't think that you're not going to be tried behind saying Luke chapter 12, verse 12. We're going to get a case in point there, Brother T. Israel. We're going to Acts chapter 21, and we'll look right down at, let's see what we want. Let me see what we want. Well, I don't want 21. I don't want 21, that's on the key, it's real. I think I want 19. Let's see what Paul was doing in verse 11 down to verse number 16. Let's look at chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. That's my final verdict here. Okay, well, hold that point. Dale, I finally came in the room. I need to get you on the roll. So let's bring our elder in and let the world know we'll bring this broadcast. Then we'll come back with you because we just get ready to crank up, but he'll finally came to the room. So, when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder, Mr. Till, Yahweh bless you, I see you right."
And Yahweh bless you, I see you as well, I see you well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hello, Yahweh there, Elder Mr. Till. Well, all we do know, they on release where you can tell how many in the slots, 195 international countries, but otherwise the actual count of the room, it's got a blank on that. A black box over there, so you're not going to see that. But one thing we do know, all the international countries got a representative in, 195 international countries. That's all I can tell you. So you can take it from there, 195 international countries, they all here. And what the actual count is, we'll never know until that black box is removed. So you on the clock, there, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, it appears that what they're doing is giving you a little bit at a time. You know, sometimes when you do good, it makes people that want to do the opposite of that even more. You know, as you heard me say before many times, the people that do evil are better at their part than some studying good. That's unfortunate, but that's the way that it is. They need to know the way to go. And there's only one way to go. And Yahweh the Son said that. And St. John, chapter 14, verse number 6, Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we go to do this word of Yahweh. We follow the protocol of the Bible. The numbers, however, are not so important, but what is done is. Because you have many men out there and many women that are telling you to follow their way. And their way is not the way that it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Every spirit, verse 3 says, and every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh is not that of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Wherefore you have heard that it would come, and even now already is in the world. Well, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion, bad teaching, and welcoming to you to our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. That's most important. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. All this is done because this is information you came to seek. And now you have to look no further. You found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open, it's Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But however, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, which the current time starts for that class is 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. I better mention that twice because there's a few people I know that get that confused. Enter www.tribeyhdh.com. Now, when you do that, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. Now, one of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see the same thing, choices. Choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, when you're doing this, I always remind everyone that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that you read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also reading the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also, for building the school. As I mentioned before, that we can see is very well needed from the bad teaching that's out there today. Our banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah. Also while there, another good thing, we do have a calendar. Remember, by entering www.tribeyhdh.com, you're able to access our calendar, which will keep you in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. We also have a live program. Now, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. This time, we enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. We'll be right into a live online broadcast. Another thing, we have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. You'll find this is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for writing biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yaquan in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international phone number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on that can be answered by any one of the six Atlantic camps of Yaquan's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. This time, once again, in the three words, Yaquan Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or at that point, you can look down the list and pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, another note, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we will continue our story on Pell Talk of Yaquan's Word. We'll be simultaneously transmitting on Broad Talk and Pell Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and you'll find this is where Yaquan's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs with Seer Israel writing as a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk happens to end before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pell Talk. Yaquan be with you all. But as I said many times before, it should be in the minds of many at this point. When learning the words of Yaquan, do not try to win the bump the gums contest. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yaquan, so we don't miss all that glory which is coming unto you. So we can do that and get started. We will pass our program over to our seer Israel. Keep those Bibles open. Possibly take notes, which is a good idea. I'll pass our program to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yaquan.
All right, there, Hallelujah, Yaquan, on that. And definitely we ought to look at these memos. We've got so much on the table we have to get at. But in the same token, we know one day that it will be 12 rooms and two teachers in these rooms, and they're going to run into all kind of questions. It's going to be Christianity, Islam, Judaism questions, and they got to have the answers, you know, after they, like saying, oh, well, I'm prepared for it, so you might want to bring it on and get it on the table, and then we got to go read the book and take care of business to bring our peoples in the green. So, Brother T. Israel, we'll come back with you again, and we're going to take a look at what we left off on, the 19th chapter of Acts. And we want to see exactly, like I said, when every time you try to do good, remember one thing, bad is closed by. So whenever you got something good that you're doing in your mighty one, remember, old bad is standing by. Let me give a case in point. Old bad is standing by going to Acts chapter 19, and we'll pick it up at Paul doing something good. Let's look at verse 10 down to 16. Brother T. Israel, let's see what it says in Acts chapter 19 10 down to verse 16. You're on the clock. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 10 and 16. It did continue by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwell in Asia heard the word of Yahuwah. Yahuwah the Son, both Jew blew the word, Yada, southern kingdom, and the Greeks blew the word for the northern kingdom.
Well, all that point right there. From that point, that's excellent there, Brother G. Israel. That's very excellent. By being a learned teacher, that's pretty good. But you see what he's saying here? He said it was out there in Asia. So, and you got, it says, southern kingdom, had a mix of northern kingdom, Judah and Ephraim. They was over there too. Over there in Asia? This is way before 96 AD. Hold that point. Let me take a look at that verse 1 for a minute and see. You mean that the one you call African-American Negroes, they was already in parts of Asia. That means China and Japan way before some slave trade. Matter of fact, in verse number 21, 27, let's see if we make that plain. 21, 27 of the book of Acts. Let's see, can we get the one you call African-American Negroes over there in Asia 1,600 years prior to the slave trade. 21, 27, brought to Israel, come on.
Acts chapter 21, verse 21 and 27, reads, Acts chapter 21, verse 21.
Hold on, Brother T, just one verse 27. Acts 21, verse 27, that's all I need, one verse. I want to see if the one you call African-American Negroes, if they already over there in China and Japan, before 1619, come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 27 reads, and when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jew blew the word, Yada Israel, southern kingdom, which were of Asia. When they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him.
So Paul went over there in Japan and Japan and China, and he was able to communicate with the Jews, political Judah. So this is 1,600 years prior to. So anybody brought the children of Israel nowhere that they weren't already at. That's the point. And you got to teach, they teach about a 1619 or what happened on the slave trade or somewhere over here and somewhere over there. But now you're going to find out soundly that 1,600 years before, you had Judah already over there in Asia. And matter of fact, there, Brother T, let's find out. They were someplace else too. See, that's why we know we need the school. And we got to get prepared to teach our offspring that's coming up that when you watching these slave movies and all that about somebody taking you somewhere, you were there all the time. But you got to be able to go in the Bible and pull it out that you was there all the time. You can't talk a good game. You got to read a good game. Let's go to 13 chapter and see where else that the children of Israel was at in 13 verse 1. Let's see what's going on in Acts 13 verse 1 there about Israel. Where else were the children of Israel at?
The book of Acts chapter 13 verse 1 reads, now there were in the church blew the word for the congregation of Israel. That was at Antioch. Certain seers and teachers and Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucas, a Serene, and Manine, which had been brought up with the arrow, the Tetzaroth and Saul.
You mean you had congregation of the children of Israel already in Antioch? And they already had over there seers, they had teachers there, as Barnabas, as Simeon, and they was called nigger. Yeah, see, right, you've been called nigger for a long time. You thought somebody on bit that word just a minute ago, but you've been called nigger for a long time. Here go your big dignitaries over there in Asia, and they was called niggers over there. So everybody always take credit for things, and the timeline of the book is before 96 A.D. So you always have had names called on you. And Brother T, what that supposed to mean by going to 2837? It was prophesied that won't happen to you. See, that's why we got to sacrifice ourselves to help the youth to come. You always been called nigger. But the point, you've been called these names, but it was prophesied in 1400 something BC and 2837. What was said there, Brother T. Israel?
The fifth book of Torah instruction, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 37 reads, "And you, Israel, should become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, but Yahweh shall lead you, all congregation of Israel."
You see that? He said, you're going to be a byword and a proverb. He said, this is what's going to happen to you. He was told Moses, tell those that was there. You're going to be a byword and a proverb among all nations that your mighty one going to lead you. Oh, and what else going to happen there, Brother T? What else going to happen to them that we can read in verse 32, Deuteronomy 32? What else going to happen to them? See, you got to get their attention. And what else going to happen to them in 32, verse 26? Prophesied in the mid 1400 B.C., what was going to happen to you that we can read in 32:26 of Deuteronomy. What will happen there, Brother T. Israel?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 26 reads, "I said, I will scatter them into quarters. I will make the members of them to cease from among men, all congregation of the children of Israel."
The whole congregation of the children of Israel. Excellent. So you see, so it was already prophesied this was going to happen to you. So you understand that? So that's why we must come now. The Sixth Anointing Camp's got to teach the Bible now. It was already prophesied all these names, and your name is going to cease from among you and anybody else that look at you. When you tell them you're the biblical Israelites in the Bible, they're going to look at you and say, what? How so? You Negro. You black. You color. You African Americans, right? You respond more to that, right? If that's what's going to happen to you. And that's why we got to be clear. It's time now for the Sixth Anointing Council of Voices of the True Israelites to raise their level of teaching. Because Yahweh is not going to intervene until you're in order that you can teach, not fumbling around with this book. Because the game says they're going to always bogart their way into your establishment, but you got to show them soundly that's not talking about you. That's talking about the scattered Israelite in the brain. So we got to be explaining that in grand style, but through the scripture. Let's come on back again, Bob G. Let's come on back to what was in Acts chapter 19. Because remember one thing, whenever you try to do good now, keep one thing in your mind. Bad is close by. All of remember that. Every time you go, well, I mean good, okay, but guess what? It depends on on how good you're trying to be. Go back and say, well, look here, let me get on there and try him a little bit. He's trying to do it right. Let me try him. And what I'm going to try him with, whatever he loves the most. So now, in the book of Acts there, Brother T. Israel, we're going back to Acts 19. So now we see Paul is doing some good work. He's doing some good work. And we found out that, so now we clear that over there in Asia, it was the one you call all these derogatory statements, but that was the one, it's called Southern Kingdom, Yahdut Judah, over there in all parts of Asia, which is the land of Shem. Now, what happened in verse number 11? What happened in verse 11? You on the clock, right to Israel.
Acts chapter 19, verse 11 reads, and Yahweh wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, verse 12, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs of aprons, and the diseases depart from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Wait a minute. You mean when you got a disease or a sickness, just a what? What is it again, according to what we read?
And diseases depart from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Oh. So listen, that's why you remember one thing, when you try to do good. Oh, evil minister spirit, Mr. Sickness himself, he always get me, because he said, oh, you trying to do good, huh? So let me see, can I work with you on. So understand one thing, that the spirit of Satan the devil, when all of a sudden you find yourself collapsing. So now you got to figure out now, well, isn't it, what can I do to get rid of that kind of spirit on me? Because they're always present, especially when you're trying to do good.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened next?
First Acts chapter 19, verse 13. When certain of the vagabond Jews blew the words for the southern kingdom of Judah, God died. Exorcists took upon them to call over them, which had evil spirits, the name of Yahweh. Yahweh the Son said, we adjure you by Yahweh the Son, whom Paul teaches. Verse 14, and there were seven sons of one. Caesar, a Jew, blew the word for Judah, God died.
Yes. Yeah, it was, let me give a little shot in that, Brother T. He says, and there were seven sons, one Sceva, a Jew, but a little for Yahdut Judah. And he guess what look who he was. And he was the chief of the priests, which did so. What happened next in 15?
15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Yahweh the Son, I know, and Paul, I know. But who are you? Verse 16. Verse 16, and the man in whom the evil spirit was leased on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the temple naked and wounded.
Tell you that. So I'm saying something. You got to have something to work with when them old evil spirits jump on you. You got to have something to work with. You know, when old David wasn't right, what did David do in 7:3:17? See, one thing about it, remember, them old evil spirits. And when you try to keep this in your mind, when you doing good, helping your people, Satan knows the more you help your people, the more you're going to mess him up. So he's going to do everything he can to catch you off balance. So you got to be clear. Stay on top of your dust, says Yahweh. Make sure one thing. A mother Eve, bag up and look at 27 verse 3 of the book of Adam and Eve. in the book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3. So y'all always gotta be, you gotta be always mindful of this wicked spirit. Because when you're doing good, old wicked spirit is coming. So you might well be prepared for him, because definitely the wicked spirit coming. First book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3 says what, Mother Eve?
The first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, he then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of the prayer. And he shed the light.
That's good right there. So Satan can't come in. When you word up with your mighty one, but when you mess around and slip and get caught up with all types of personalities that's contrary, and remember, misery loves coming. So Satan will look to come in when you're doing good. So you gotta always remember, and they can take you out, they'll go. But you gotta always make sure you watch yourself, because Satan always present. Matter of fact, what are you doing, Mother? Hey, Mother, what's Satan doing? Let's run to First Peter and see what he's doing. Let's see what he's doing. It's written what he's doing right now. It's written right now what I'm saying doing right now in the book of Peter. Let's go find out what's going on in the book of Peter, what Satan doing right now. We're going to the first Peter chapter, what I want, chapter 5. And let's see what we got to be doing all the way. Pick up verse 6. 6 down to verse number 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 down to 8. Let's see what's going on there, Mother E.
The book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. Verse 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
You see that? So he always present. He always peeping around, and anytime you're doing some Yahweh's business, then old Satan gonna come. He gonna do everything he can to get you off balance. So that's how Satan operates. So be very careful, because Yahweh, he's telling you up front, when you do good, oh, evil always present. We'll probably take a look at that when Paul talks about that over there in the 7th chapter of verse out there on Romans 7. Look at that a little bit later. But we coming back to, let's see, we got some another teacher came in on stage, so let's see if we bring him in, and let's see if we bring in now what don't happen to the screen? WCC, I'm missing the screen now. Now I can't see the screen now. Let's see what's going on here. I guess I got to talk my way through it for a minute, because right now I can't see my screen. Okay. All right. Seer, be very careful. You have crossed the line. Well, let's see. We got Brother Micaiah, another one of the teachers out of Camp 1 came on stage. So let's see if we meet and greet and bring him in to this discussion. Brother Micaiah. Tribe of Yahda Judah. Yahweh be to see right.
Yahweh bless you. See Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. Hallelujah. Now, see, you know, sometimes you don't know where to go, but you're going to go. There's so much information we need to know, especially up-and-coming teachers. You got to be prepared because you're going to meet a lot of people that thinking they know something, and they're going to be going off of Christian. But you got to make sure you clear what he's saying, Brother T. What he's saying in 2 Ezra chapter 15, pick up verse 1. Let's read till we get our point. Let's go to 2 Ezra. Hey, Brother T, let's run to get 2 Ezra chapter 15. Let's read down at verse 1. He's going to tell you something now. He's going to tell you before they get you all stressed out. The Almighty is going to tell you something. Let's read a little bit and see what he'll tell you in the 15th chapter and pick it up verse 1. Let's read down to that point.
2 Ezra the seer, chapter 15, verse 1 reads, "Behold, speak you in the ears of many people the words of the prophecies which I will put
read
in
again.
Your mouth."
Read that again. Take your time. Read that again. 15:1.
2 Ezra the seer, chapter 15, verse 1 reads, "Behold, speak you in the ears of many people the words of prophecy which I will put in your mouth, said Yahweh." Verse 2.
Well, that's a big point. But then I got to look at that verse. You know, you see what it's saying, many? Is that what it's saying there, Brother King?
No. Speak you in the ears of my people. Words of prophecy.
Okay, all right. That sounds much better there, Brother T. Israel. So speak in the ears of who again?
Of my people.
Okay. Now we on point. Now you working with some. So he telling the seer, oh Ezra, you go speak into the ears of my people. That's what he just said. Now we're working on something. Because mess around about what statement you just had then John 3:16 is locked with the world. Everybody in trouble now because they'll drop that on and say that's for everybody. But now we find out each other's fear. Hey, listen, you go speak into the ears of my people. Speak unto them what? Let's read a little bit more.
Words of prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, saying Yahweh, and cause it to be written in paper, for they are faithful, righteous, and true. Verse 3. Fear not the imaginations against you, that not the accredited of them trouble you, that speak against you. Verse 4. For all the unfaithful of righteousness should die in their unfaithfulness of righteousness. Verse 5, behold.
Hold on about you. That's a big verse there. What are you saying in verse 4? I mean, you're making it plain, Brother T, but I'm trying to get happy. You and Mr. Almeida have a found statement in verse 4. Now, he's telling Ezra about what's going to happen to you if you unfaithful, unrighteousness, what going to happen to you according to the minister's spirit? And hold that part right there. Hold that part right there. Let's run to camp over real quick and Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, and 36 and 37. Let's see what's going on around Detroit, Michigan, and Matthew chapter 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. So the minister spirit is telling Ezra, people, you're going to die. That's what he just said. The unrighteousness, you're going to die. Now let's pull up this minister spirit's resume. Camp 4, out there around Detroit, Michigan, Matthew chapter 12, 31, 32, 36, 37, come on.
Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. 31, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven, unto men. But the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Verse 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
And what he said again, verse 32 again?
Matthew 12, verse 32, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
That's big talk, Brother T. That's big talk. Now, come on back and read that verse 4 again. Now, that's big talk you'll put on table, Brother T. Israel, one of the teachers out of Camp 1. That's some great big tall talking. What did the minister spirit say to Ezra to pass on in verse 4, 15, verse 4?
Second Ezra, chapter 15, verse 4. For all the unfaithful of righteousness should die in their unfaithful of righteousness.
Now, let's precept that to Matthew chapter 5, but to Israel, 19 and 20. So now, y'all going to be on the clock teaching. And when someone come in and try to go another way, and then you read what the mental spirit say, this is how it's going to be. And they got a problem with the mental spirit have said, all the unfaithfulness, all the unrighteousness is going to die. See? Now, he pulled that verse from the the Son of the one gave it to him, but the Son came in the flesh. And look what he says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. What do you say that, Brother T. Israel?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 19 and verse 20. Whosoever therefore should break one of these least commandments, Torah instructions, first five books, and should teach man, so he should be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever should do and teach them, the same should be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Fantastic. You mean if you sit around a minister and they tell you that, you know, we're not up under the law, whatever you want to call it, righteousness and whatever, and they teach you you ain't got to go that way, all you got to do, believe on Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. The Son said, you will be called least in the kingdom. But he said, the one that tell them that you got to keep the first five books, it's going to be great. So they have to be clear that something must be missing that needs to be taught, and we'll find out later. So if you're in the ministry and they tell you you ain't got to keep nothing but love the mighty one and love your neighbor, and then you're going in, that is suicide. The mental spirit said, no, you don't keep the righteousness of the Torah instruction, you're going to die. Keep that in your mind. So sooner or later, it's like I teach you. And one thing about it, and that's why this minister come on 6 nights per week to show you bottom line is some things got to be taught. And Brother Micaiah, what do it say is in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Proverbs
3, verse 31 and 33. What does it say?
Okay. Book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 and 33. Verse 31, 31
read. 32. Read verse 32. 31. Read all of that. Straight on down. Proverbs 3, 31, straight to 33. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33. Verse 31 reads, envy you not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Verse 32, for the poor is abomination to Yahuwah, but his secret is with the righteous. Verse 33, the curse of Yahuwah is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitations of the just.
Uh-huh. It'll just sort of, the curse is in the nation, the family of the wicked. You know what he just said? He said, Solomon, the wisest man in the world, choose none of their ways. None of your oppressor's ways. Whatever the ways the oppressor got on the table, he said, choose none of them. That's what he just told you. Precept after Proverbs 16, verse 3 and 4, that Brother Micaiah. So now listen. Our problem is we don't want to obey the Bible. We want to be in congregation that makes our ears tingle and feel good. But when you come and to one of the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites, we're showing you what he's saying. Choose none of your oppressors' ways. None of them. That's what he said. So examine yourself. Now we're going to precept that to the 16th chapter and look at verse 21 and 22. I need 3 and 4. Thank you there, Brother Micaiah. What does it say in 16, verse 3 and 4?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3 reads, commit your works unto Yahuwah, and your thoughts should be attached. Verse 4, Yahuwah has made all things for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil.
And so the wicked got a job to do. So they got a covenant too. That's the point we're making, Steve, right? See, they got a covenant. They got a covenant to look right at these scriptures and tell you, no, that don't mean that. That means you're not up on the law no more. You upon a grace. Because they got a covenant. Because he told you, Mother E, he told you straight in 7:21 of 2 Ezra, but you always got to be tried, and that's what we got to do, and that is my job to do with the up-and-coming teachers to try them to see will they be prepared to help people or will they be a compromiser and let it slide. No. You got to understand something. The wicked was created for you to look directly at these scriptures and then twist you right around and tell you, well, you're not up under. Now you up under grace. You ain't got to do nothing but call on Jesus Christ and you will be saved. See that? And see, and that's what you're up under right now? But see, he's already prophesied. He created the wicked to be a counterbalance to you. To tell you, you ain't got to keep nothing on the table. You ain't got to do nothing but believe on Jesus Christ. And you will be saved. So you see what you're working with? So you have to be monitored. Because when the school comes, you got to be prepared to not be just another lovely song. You got to put them on the right track in the mind according to the scriptures, and which we're going to show you shortly. What you reading? Who reading what?
Second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21. When Yahweh has given straight Torah instruction to such as come, what they should do to live, even as they come, and what they should observe to evolve punishment.
Ain't that so? Yeah, that? He don't give you straight Torah instruction to live, to avoid punishment. That's big trouble. So we see another one of the mothers that came in to the, on stage. So I guess we bring her up and bring her up. She came on stage. So let's bring another mother out of Camp 1 on stage. And Foxtail, I've been listening. The curtain now went up. Come on, bring her on stage. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bless you, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, well, now, we found out one thing that we clear that he's talking some good talk. He's telling you, now, you can avoid punishment, but Mother G.F. Israel, let's read a little prophecy real quick and see what it says in Psalms 106, 35 through 37, and I'm coming back with you, Brother G. I'm coming back in that Isaiah 30, verse 8. Down to verse 13 shortly. But right now, Mother of Israel, let's see what it says that we can read in Psalms 106. Psalm 106, 35 through 37. What can we read there, Mother of Israel? Come on.
Psalms 106, 35 to 37?
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 106, verse 35. But were mingled among the heathen, learn their works. Wait a minute. My page starts. Okay. 36. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. 37. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devil.
You see it is? You said, no, you just a hook and cook yourself to mingle yourself among the nation. That would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't satisfied, well, Ma, Paul, we are made it now. Now we can go mingle ourselves among the other nations. You see that? So there's a thing to prophesy of what you're going to do, and that's what you do now. Every time you get a couple hours in your pocket, you're going to go mingle your way in, and then you're going to find out what they got going on and what they worshiping, and you'll be right there locked, well, got out to say the word. How you say that word, lock and sink? Somebody help me out. How I say that word again? Can anybody help me out? Lock, hook, and single, something like that. Okay, that's okay. Y'all left me out there. That's all right.
I'm lost on that term.
All right, no problem. Now, so we found out one thing. Hook, line, and sinker. Thank you. Look at WCC. They say we know hook, line, and sinker, Steer. That's right. Hook, line, and sinker. Look at the WCC. Okay. Hook, line, and sinker. That's how we gonna pay up for the other nation. Hook, line, and sinker. Now, let's go back to Brother T. Israel. Now we're going back to Brother T. Israel. And remember he says that you're gonna be in trouble. Let's see what Isaiah said in 30th chapter, verse 8, down to verse 13 at Brother T. What's going on there, Brother T? Isaiah 30, verse 8 to 13, what it say?
Isaiah, the seer, chapter 30, verse 8 to 13. Now go, write before them in the table, and notice in the book, that it may be for the time to come, for ever and ever. Verse 9. That this is a rebellious people, lying children. Children will not hear the Torah instruction, through the word law of Yahuwah. Verse 10, which sing to the pastors, see not, and to the bishop, deacons, prophesy not us to right things, speaking to us smooth things.
Now they tell Hosea don't see nothing. Now you tell them get back to pastors. They tell Hosea, they said, won't you act like them old pastors over all them deacons? Okay, you don't know. Don't tell us nothing good. Tell us some smooth stuff. But see, we ain't got no smooth to tell you. We ain't got nothing smooth to tell you. We're going to tell you what the Bible tells you. We ain't going to tell you nothing smooth. You know, we're going to tell you what this book is saying. See, come on back to that verse number 8 again. They love, why don't you be like all the rest of them? You know, the one that go get the Bible, one, two, three, and the one who holler the Lord God Jesus. See, why don't you get like everybody else? Well, now it don't work like that. Because the Bible don't support that.
Isaiah.
Yeah, go ahead. Bring it out.
Isaiah chapter 30. Verse 10.
Now, we'll start back at verse 8 again. You all make it sound good there, Brother Israel, because you got to make it the day, you know, the world want us, the six anointed camps, to be like them. But we ain't got time for that, because you might as well bring it out in grand style there, Brother Israel. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. Now go, write it before them in the table, and note it in the book, that it may be for the time to come, forever and ever. Verse 9, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children will not hear the Torah instruction of Yahuwah. Verse 10, will say to the seers, see not, and to the seers, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophecies to speak.
Mm-hmm. But that ain't happening. Come on, read some more.
Verse 11, get you out of the way, turn aside, out of the path, cause the righteous one of Israel to cease from before us.
You see, it's called the righteous one of Israel to cease, because the righteous one of Israel tell you, look here, you and you. That I say, you tell them what I got written in this book. You know, they don't want to hear what the righteous one of Israel got to say. They want to hear what Christianity and Islam and Judaism got to say. Read another verse.
12. Verse 12 reads, wherefore doth, said the righteous one of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stayed thereon. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this sin shall be to you as in a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant.
Hey, that's good right there. You see what he's saying? He said, it's going to be like a breach to you then. It's going to be like you trying to get in your car. And normally that street is there. But all of a sudden that whole street has been removed from you. It's going to be a breach like that. You say, I'll be doggone. I came back up, and right now my car cannot fly. So that's why Yahuwah said he's going to put a breach on you because you don't want to do the Torah instruction. You try to come up another way. And that's why our job is tell those that got to hear here, you got to come back to the Torah instruction. That's our goal for the ones that got an ear to hear. Brother McKay, let's run to a Jeremiah chapter 7. Brother McKay, we're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 7, 8 down to verse 17. 8 down to verse 17. And Detroit, Michigan, have me we're gonna have me Psalms chapter 50, 1 through 15 waiting on it. Brother Makai, let's see what it says over here in Jeremiah chapter 7, 8 through 17, 21 through 28. It's going to tell a story. And then when we do go into Psalm chapter 51 through 15 about Detroit, Michigan, I think we might have a handle on what's going on. Brother Makai, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8 to 17. In verses 21 to 28. Verse 8 reads, "Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Verse 9, will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, Lord God Jesus, and walk after false Yahuwahs whom you know not? Verse 10, and come and stand before me in this house, temple, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Verse 11, in this temple, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, says Yahuwah. Verse 12, but go you now unto my place, which is Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. Verse 13, and now, because you have done all these works, says Yahuwah, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but you heard not, and I called you, but you answered not. Verse 14, therefore what I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein you trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your father, as I have done to Shiloh. Verse 15, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brothers, even the whole seed of Ephraim, polluted word for the northern kingdom. Verse 16, therefore pray not you for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Verse 17, see you not what they do in the cities of Yada and in the streets of Yada? Judah, verse 18, the children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto false Yahuwah, that they may provoke me to anger. Verse 21, thus says Yahuwah of hosts, the Yahuwah of Israel, put your burnt offerings into your sacrifices and eat flesh. Verse 22, for I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, polluted word for Mazarene, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. 23, bring this thing, commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Yahuwah, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Verse 24, but they hearken not, nor incline their ears, but walk in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil mind, and went backward and not forward. Verse 25, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, polluted word for Mazarene, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my servants daily, rising up early and sending them. Verse 26, they hearken not unto me, nor inclined their ears, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their father. Verse 27, therefore you shall speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to you. You shall also call unto them, but they will not answer you. Verse 28, but you shall say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, nor receive its correction. Truth is perished and is cut off
see that man saying? He said this. He says a hold that part of the chart. Let's go to 13 chapter 8 through 10. Hold that up. I'll put both key on that. Look what he said about these people. Detroit, Campo, 13, 8 through 10 of Jeremiah. You know, so he says about this people right here. He said, this people right here refuse to hear. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to make sure you tell them. But they refuse to hear Torah to keep. Most want to fight you tooth and nail. But look what he said, Detroit, Campo, Jeremiah 13, 8 through 10.
Jeremiah 13, verse 8 through 10. Then the word of Yahuwah the Son came unto me, saying, verse 9, thus saith Yahuwah the Son, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yakda Judah, and the great pride of the city of David, Jerusalem being polluted. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their minds, their heart being polluted, and walk after other Yahuwahs to serve them and to worship them, shall even be this girdle, which is good for nothing.
He said, as this girdle good for nothing. He said, that's so right now, we dealing with a people refuse to hear the Torah story. He said, you're going to be just like you plant that girdle out there in the sand and came back days later and looked at it. It's marred, good for nothing. He said, that's how we are right now. We talking about Southern Kingdom. Because Southern Kingdom got to get this step back on the track. But they love to bag away from what's written. They cannot stand correction. That's their problem. Correction is the thing that they don't want to have no part of, correction. And they get offended when you show them that you're going to lose. Now I want to make a little detour because I want to take care of a few things, Mother E. But Mother E, I want you to read it just the way you see it. We got to tighten this thing up a little bit. But this is for education. See, we gotta be able to hear it read, and because they're going to read it exactly the way it is in this book. And they're going to think they own something. So we got to show, let them go there, and then we got to go back at it and take a peek at it. Let's go to Romans chapter 10 there, Mother. And what we want to do, we want to let it just sit out there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to correct nothing, because we're going to use the education part to correct something on it. Because it's going to come up, and we want to make sure we prepared so when it come up, we can deal with it. Let's go to 10, 1 through 5. Let's go to 10th chapter of Romans 1 through 5. So this is where they're going to go and drop some down on you. But what I want to make sure that the teachers, up-and-coming teachers, is knowing they're going to go here, and they're going to tell you something. And verse number 4, and verse number 4 will buckle your knees, the best of them. It'll buckle their knees. But we want them to go there and read it. Let's see, we got 1 through 5. And look, and then you'll come back and read verse 4 one more time. Read 10, 1 through 5, then read 4 again. Because I want to show you, this is where Christianity, Islam, and Judaism are going to drop this on you. But we're going to show you when they drop this on you, let them go there. Then let them show you how you get busy. You on the clock, Mother. 1 through 5, then back to verse 4 again, and Romans 10, come on.
The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. verse 1. Brethren, my mind, my heart, desire, and prayer to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3. For they be in ignorance Yahweh's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahweh.
Hold that point. I gotta deal with that. Read that verse 3 again. See, that's, look what he's talking to. Paul is talking to the northern kingdom. And this is what he's telling the northern kingdom in verse 3. So I got to do a little teaching on that. He's here. Don't let that get away. You might as well do a little teaching on that verse 3. Read that verse 3 again.
Romans chapter 10, verse 3. For they being ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahweh.
Hold that point right there, mother. You gonna drop the bombshell on it. We gonna deal with that for a minute. We gonna deal. Read that verse 3 again. I don't got happy. So we might read that verse again because it's gonna come up. You gonna be sitting around maybe on the boat or somewhere else, or riding in a limousine somewhere, and you hear these statements come up. That verse 3. And you're gonna be all ears at that verse 3, get on down there. Verse 3 again, come up.
Book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 3. For they be ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying Israel, northern kingdom, 10 tribes, headed by Ephraim, they ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness. See, that's big talk with them. Well, wait a minute now, Moses of Israel. What is Yahweh's righteousness that they ignorant of? 625 through the run. See, I'm telling you something. Y'all got to let these things go through so you can help the youth that are coming behind. He said, northern kingdom, they ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness. And not only that, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, they ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness. And they're going to establish their own righteousness. So we got to deal with that verse 3. Well, help me out there, Mother D of Israel. What do you mean? What is Yahweh's righteousness? See?
Deuteronomy
6:25. So what is Yahweh's righteousness?
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So, for a minute, but if they're ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness, so now what is Yahweh's righteousness? Now, remember, you're going to be in a sitting. They're going to read that. They're ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness. Now, what is Yahweh's righteousness, or Moses of Israel? What is it?
Torah instruction.
You see that? That's what they're ignorant of. They ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness, the
mm-hmm.
Torah. And so that's what they ignorant of.
Mm-hmm.
Then they are their own righteousness. You know, by getting with the Catholic Church, Guadalupe, Sunday worshiping, and you know everything else. So you ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness because Yahweh's righteousness is Torah keeping first 5 books. Now, ain't that nice? That's nice. Now come on, read verse 4. Now come on, let's read verse. Now y'all got to make sure you got it now. So they ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness. So you got to take them to 625 and see what is Yahweh's righteousness, which is Torah keeping, first 5 books.
Mm-hmm.
And they ignorant of that. That's why they're going on the wrong day, because they're ignorant of Yahweh's righteousness. Now read verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. Come on back, Mother Eve. Let's look at verse 4. Now you up and coming teachers, y'all be sucking it up like of biscuits and molasses. Fuck it up. Be prepared, because it's going to come up, and they're going to drop this on you, too. Verse 4. They're calling you now.
That's right.
Book of Romans,
come
chapter on. 10, verse 4.
Yeah,
read Yahweh is the end of the Torah instruction, the law, for righteousness to everyone that believes.
Now you got to come over and read that again. Now, ain't nobody gonna never read like that. So he not in thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not cover. But they'll tell you, they'll read that like the way you just got to read. He the end of thou shalt not. No, read the way you see it, cause we can tighten it up. See, we can tighten it up now. If you read it exactly the way you see it, mother, because that's how they don't read it, then we got to tighten it up. Read verse 4 again. Exactly the way you see it.
Okay, Romans chapter 10, verse 4. For Yahweh is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes.
So Yahweh is the end of the law of righteousness that everyone that believes. Now see, they can drop it on you. He's the end of the law of righteousness. That which is the reason. Yahweh is the end of the law of righteousness. Let's investigate that, Moses of Israel. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15:34. Let's see how we can investigate. He the end of the law of righteousness.
All right.
So we ain't gotta keep no more law, because Christ is the end of the law. See? Now they got you. What you gonna do with that? Now it's your time to get busy. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15:34. Listen good.
Corinthians chapter 15, verse 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak this to your shame.
Wait a minute. Awake to righteousness, that is what?
You shall wake to righteousness and sin not, for some
and sin not. Wake to righteousness and sin not. I mean, that's big talk with that. Now I know everybody will be basically confused. I know they're taking notes all over the country behind that right now. So he's saying now, but Yahweh is the end of righteousness. Now that's big talk. So now We gotta leave that right there for a minute. We gotta leave that right there. Hey, bro, King. We gotta let that sit down there for a minute, because he says that he's the end of righteousness. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3, and let's go read a little bit. Let's pick up at verse 3:1 there, bro, King. Now we can work our way back to that right there. Because see right there, this is deep. I'm telling you something, it can get deep. And if you don't have what it takes to work with, you get had. But we're going to try to show you. Before you read, Brother Micaiah, read 2 Peter 3, 15-18. Let's get 2 Peter, Brother Micaiah, chapter 3, verse 15-18.
Okay. So he said, 2 Peter 3, verses 15-18. Verse 15 reads, in account that the long-suffering of our Yahweh is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Verse 17, you therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Verse 18, but grow in grace, or mercy, and in the knowledge of our Yahuwah, Savior, Yahuwah the Son. To him be honor both now and forever. Hallelujah.
What? What's Peter saying? Peter's saying, now he's going to tell you something. He says, those that are learned, they'll jump down in Paul's right, and they'll get themselves all tangled up. They'll get themselves tangled up so bad. And but he says, be very careful about Paul's right. So those that's unlearned, they're going to twist Paul's writing. They'll twist Paul's writing. Well, when you just got through reading that you read, what was that verse you read over there in that, the 10th chapter? You read that Almighty is the end of the law that believes. High verse. Read that again, that mother. Read that verse again,
Romans.
Yeah, Romans 10, verse 4. Read that verse 10, verse 4 again. Come change something. And see, Peter had to come and address this about Paul. But we're going to find out something on the way about finding out something. But he had me 21st chapter of Acts waiting on me. See, this is where they have to pay attention. Because what you're going to learn is going to help us knock this thing out of the park and to help others. But you're not going to get this if you don't pay attention. If you don't pay attention, because all is going to come up. This verse is going to be dropped down on you and where you're going to go with it. You can't go to an institution and get the answer with a WCG. You say, you ain't lying about that. Well, so understand one thing. To learn this, you have to take heed. You got to have the right skills to learn this. Let's read again 10 verse 4.
Romans chapter 10 verse 4. But Yahweh is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes.
Okay. 5.
Verse 5. For Moses described the righteousness, which is of the law, that the man.
Wait a minute, but they now look what Paul just pointed. He said Moses one told you about the righteousness of the law. So you see, so he pointed right at what Moses had on the tape. Read verse 5 again. I mean, I see now this is going to be a minute, and we might want to put a time in for a minute. One thing about it, I want to make sure the Sister Anointed Camp got this. Now, he's telling Northern Kingdom that, because remember, that's all that Paul was talking to, Northern Kingdom. He didn't have a word to say to the 17 nations, but they all bogarted away and came up with a word called Christian behind that. They don't even belong there, but the point that he's making, Paul was sent to them, Mother D.F. Israel, in 1 verse 7 of Romans. See, Paul was sent to them. You got to have a setting of what's going on here. Let's go to Romans 1 verse 7, Mother D.F. Israel, 1 verse 7.
Okay.
See, you got to know the mission. We got to know the foundation. Why is this? Why Paul there? And what's on the table? So now Paul was sent And let's read what Paul was sent. Paul was sent in 1 verse 7. Read.
Romans chapter 1 verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh, called to be saints. Grace.
So Paul, now back up to the eighth chapter of Acts, mother. Back up to the eighth chapter. And we're gonna find out something on the way to find out something. See, this right here gonna take time because I'm saying something. But when we got it down pat, because the game sales is gonna come and they're gonna try to jump you like a rope now. And we tell you what they're gonna come and jump you with. Make it the ninth chapter, think of verse 13. Acts 9 of GF Israel. And listen real good what's going on in verse 13 down to verse 16. So they're going to come and jump you like a rope. And they're going to come right in your class. And they're going to try their best to make you look bad. And the teacher that's teaching and the one that's begging the teacher got to let them get there, then deliver them up and make the students that's in your classroom get to grinning ear to ear because they're going to recognize when you deliver them up in grand style. But this is going to be their strength. But you got to understand Paul's mission. Let's see what Paul's mission is in Acts chapter 9, verse 13 down to 15. What's going on in Acts chapter 9, 13 and 15 there, Mother GF Israel?
Acts chapter 9, verse 13 to 15.
Yes, 16. Take it down to 15.
Acts 9. Verse 13, then Ananias answered, Yahweh, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to your saints at Yahdah Judah. Verse 14, and here he has authorities from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name. Verse 15. But Yahweh said unto him, go your way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel.
16.
For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
He said, so Paul had to suffer. Paul going to suffer. Because you go on to a people that have been lost their identity ever since 1 Kings 11 and 12. They were worshiping devils, and they were doing their own thing. They were still doing what they thought the law had them. They're not up on the law. They up on the devil. They was everywhere. Now, they was all over the place. So that's what Paul had to be dealing with. See, Southern Kingdom had their teachers all along. They didn't break away. But Northern Kingdom had broke away so bad that they was doing things that were so contrary. And Paul just didn't know where to start. As a matter of fact, he must have already called him a name in 3:1 in the book of Galatians. He called them a name. What name did he call them in 3 verse 1? So Paul Messeron just called them a name. Remember what he said, Mother D of Israel. See, Paul kind of got a little frustrated with him in Messeron and called them a name. 3 verse 1, what did he call? What did he call in 3 1?
Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Yahweh the Son has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?
Isn't that? So you see, the modern day teaching got the Galatians as white man and white woman. He said, you foolish. Don't your eyes remember what y'all seen? Y'all seen something. You remember you Galatians and you Corinthians and the 10th chapter of Detroit Campo, 10, 1 down to 4? Do y'all remember? See, they ain't have no remember. That's why today they have no remembrance of themselves, and that's why the Galatians is white man, white woman, Corinthians, white man, white woman. But he said, by evidence of what your fathers think, do you have some clue about what your fathers did, old foolish Galatians? Detroit 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 Corinthians, break. Detroit.
First. Corinthians 10, 1
through 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, boom. Yeah, 1, 2, 4, bring it.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Verse 2, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Verse 3, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. Verse 4, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Yahuwah the Son.
So you see, that's why the foolish Galatians is the brothers to the Corinthians and the brothers to Corinthians, both of them of Northern King. But they are lost their ways. So that's why the teachers call them, he said, how has y'all forgot everything? Verse 11. Verse 11.
Verse 11. Now all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
So you got all these for your admonition about how your father was once doing some things and, you know, and got away from them. So Paul had to come to a people that had lost all records. And that was 2,000 years ago, so you better, what man you can call him besides old foolish Galatians. I can think of a better word, but that's all you can look for me. There's something better than what Paul said. I ain't. But that's the point that we're dealing with. We're dealing with a mindset now, and then what will happen, the white man, white woman up on the Christianity, they'll chuck over there and just bow God to you right out the way. Now they got the Corinthians being European white. They got the Galatians being European white. And both of them is scattered northern kingdom, disenfranchised in the brain. So you see, they'll go down and they'll read Corinthians and they'll read Galatians and they'll bogart themselves in there. And they're not even in there. But you can't get them out. But we're going to get them out. And you're going to get them out if you pay attention. So now, where we leave off on. Yeah, come on back to read that verse 5, that 10:5 again, mother. Romans 10, verse 5.
The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 5. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them.
See that? Moses described the law. If a man do the law, he can live by them. See, and that righteousness, now, run to 1:19, and what is my Moses strive the righteousness? What is Moses strive? He said, Moses strive the righteousness. Then you precept your Bible, mother, Eve, and 1:19, 1:72. See, I'll tell you something. If you study this, and in Yahuwah's willing, you be able to deal with this and watch the difference when our people understand what they're talking about that we can read. You said Moses strives to righteousness. What did Moses strive? 1:19, 1:72. What it say, Mother E?
Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 172.
Mm-hmm. And 14, and back up to 14. And back up to 14. Read 172 first, then back to 14.
Psalm chapter 119, verse 172. My tongue shall speak of their words, for all their commandments are right. And you can go back to one more.
Read 172 again. Read
1-1.
Yeah, 119, 172. Read the way you see it.
Psalm 119, 172. My tongue shall speak of their words, for all their commandments are right.
Ain't that something?
Right.
So he said, so you see what he said? So all the commandments was the Torah instructions is right. So that was Paul was pointing to that. You ain't know what's righteous is the Torah we're keeping. That's the righteousness Moses described was the righteousness of keeping the Torah instructions. That was Moses described. So he's telling them, it ain't done away with. Moses is right. Now read verse 14.
Psalm 119, verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of the testimony as much as in all riches.
That's all you can get out of it? You read the way you see it? Yeah, 119, verse 14. Yes, ma'am. Read verse 14. Read the way you see it.
Psalm 119, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony, as much as in all riches.
Okay, well, testimony, again, he rejoiced in testimony, and testimony is the covenant. So he rejoiced in the testimony, which is the covenant. That's what he rejoiced in, which is the righteousness. So that's what you're supposed to rejoice in. It's not done away with. So when they teach you it's done away with, and you find out that David rejoices in that testimony, in that covenant, in that righteousness. Yeah, well, this gonna be a minute, but I'll tell you one thing. Once we got it down pat, then Dr. Wall gonna show you the next book. They definitely go there. Now come on back one more time, Mother, and read you read verse 5, read verse 6. Ten verse six.
Romans chapter 10, verse 6, reads, Romans chapter 10, verse 6, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, faith not in thine mind, who shall send unto heaven? That
well,
is
to... But hold up, my mother. What it said the righteousness is what again?
Okay.
But
the righteousness which is of the faith.
Stop right there. The righteousness is of faith. The righteousness is of faith. Now come back to 119 because they're gonna tell you that we up on the faith. Okay, good. But what is the faith? The righteousness is of faith. 119, 172. Bring that verse again. When they go there, they're going to go there and drop that verse on you. Righteousness is of faith. And they're going to say, see, all you got to do is believe on Jesus and love your neighbor. Yeah. Now they're going to drop that on you. But then you got to let them go there and find out what this righteousness means. It writes what does faith mean, and faith mean what? 119, 172. What it mean, that mother?
Psalm 119:172. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all their commandments are righteous.
You see that? So that faith is the commandments of Yahweh, and that is right. Because of Mother D.F. Israel. Let's run to James chapter 2:21-27 and 31. See, you got to let them go there, and they're going to go there. Okay, fine. But you got to be sitting back with knowing when it comes up the mail that you're going to James 2:14. Make it 2:14. We're going to James 2:14, and we're going to read a little bit. We're going to skip down to verse 31. So listen, they're going to go there and show you that the righteousness is of faith. That means all you got to do is believe on Jesus. I mean, I do have to believe on Jesus. And I love our neighbor as ourselves. Okay, that's where he's going to go. Okay, then let's go see what James says. And let's go 121, make it 121. 121 down to verse 27 and 31. Let's find out, mother. Because see, one thing about it, you thought this could be based on that you just can just read this book, boop, boop, boop. No, you got to be able to break this book down.
James chapter 1, go to 27.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Well, let me peek. Don't shame you, dear.
I ain't trying to shame them.
Yeah, well, that's a comeback. So now, in James chapter 2 then, let's take it at 2:21 then. 221 down at the 27. And I'm looking for verse 33 somewhere. Let me see. Let me pick what I want. James. Yeah, give me make it. I tell you what, just take it down. We'll get what we can. Give me a 2:21 down to verse 26. I need 14-17 first. 2:14-17 to sit down 21-26. That's good enough. Come on, mother. James 2:14-17, then skip down to verse 21-26.
James chapter 2, verses 14-17. Mm-hmm. Then 21-22.
26.
James chapter 2, verse 14. What do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, verse 16. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warm and filled. Notwithstanding, he giveth them not those things which are needful to the body. What doeth it profit? Verse 17. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Verse 21.
Mm-hmm. Here's verse 21.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Verse 22. Seeing you how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. 23. And the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believe Yahweh, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Yahweh.
Well, down 26.
Oh, verse 24. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. 25, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the message and had sent them out another way, the messengers. Verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
So you see that? But they'll tell you that we ain't got to do nothing. All we got to do is have faith. But he'll tell you, listen, old man, faith without works is dead. If you can think you can get that paycheck without going for some works in it, then let me see you do it. You got to go put that work in to get that paycheck. Well, I believe I can go to work and get my 40 hours in, yeah? But when you want to get out that bed and start the work process. So they'll tell you right now, we ain't got to do nothing. We are upon the faith and grace. We ain't got to do nothing. But now, this faith without works is dead. You got to do the work. And doing the work is doing the cup. Ain't that nice? That's nice. That's real nice. Brother T. Israel, that's a time won't get away from us, and that's, like I said, again, we're gonna continue down the line of quite a long time because it's very necessary. Let's run back, Brother T. Israel, to Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. And we're gonna read a little bit down until we get something going on. Come on, help me out there, Brother T. Israel. Philippians 3, verse 1. Now remember, Philippians, in modern-day teaching, this is Philippians is talking about white man, white woman. But that's going to be all the funny truth again. See, the whole book is about for Israel, about Israel, to Israel. See that?
That's right.
But
that's right.
Guess what? They'll go on this book right here, and they'll bow out you out of so bad, and you can't figure out how to get back in it. It's nowhere in the book that's not talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's the point we make it. Philippians 3, Paul is talking to scattered northern kingdom and Yahdah Judah scattered. That's what he's talking to. 3:1, and we'll reach, we'll get our point. Come on.
Book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in Yahweh to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Verse 2. Beware
of dogs. Wait a minute. Hold on, Bucky. What is it saying 3:1? What was the difference between 3:1 and 10:1? What was the difference? What was the difference? Read 3:1 and go back to Corinthians 10:1. What's the difference? 3:1.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in Yahweh. Write the same things to you.
Okay, good. Finally, my brother. Go back to 1 Corinthians 10:1.
1 Corinthians 10:1. Back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not have you should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
Well, okay, good. Hold that one. Let's go to our First Peter chapter 3. So, is you hearing what the man is saying? What's the difference? What is the difference? He always be addressing the brothers.
That's right.
Let's go to First Peter chapter 3.
First Peter chapter 3.
Yeah, First Peter 3 and pick up verse 8.
Go to chief speaker of the nation of Israel. First Peter chapter 3. Verse 8. Finally, Be ye of all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous.
Thank you, sir.
Now you hear that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always addressing your brothers. It's always addressing your brother. He ain't addressing the other. Ain't nobody in the Bible addressing no other nation about nothing. All the education was told to northern, southern kingdom that was scattered or wherever it is at to get them all back on cue. So this finally, my brethren, what he was over there in Philippi, scattered. Over in Corinthian, Corinth, scattered. He was over in Galatia, scattered. He always was going looking for the brothers that was over there, and he meet and greet them by calling them the brothers. Let's go to the 9th chapter of Romans, Brother Mackay. Run the 9th chapter, verse 1. 1 through 5. And this is what he's telling the brothers. Romans 9:1. Brother Mackay, what was he telling the brothers? 9:1 through 5.
Book of Romans, chapter 9, verses 1 through 5, verse 1 reads, I say the truth in Yahuwah the Son, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the righteous spirits. Verse 2, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my mind. Verse 3, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahuwah the Son, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Verse 4, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the honor and the covenant, Torah instructions, the first 5 books of the Bible, and the service of Yahuwah and the promise. Verse 5, whose are the fathers and of whom as concerning the flesh, Yahuwah the Son came, who is over all. Yahuwah.
Well, I'm not happy again, but you hear the man is saying.
Hallelujah.
This ain't number one story for Israelites, by Israelites, to Israelites. How did you let the other nation get into what happened? You know what happened, see, Ray? Do you know why now the other nation got your book and they are ram-job you with your book? You know why? Read above Micaiah in the 28th chapter, 47, down to verse 49 of Deuteronomy. This is what happened to you, see, with me. See, this is what happened in Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 through 49. You see, don't, that's why you kept those sealed with 3 handkerchiefs now. You stay up 2. Now I got 3. Every time I see any one of you, 12 tribes of Israelites. What it says in 28:47, where I said, take it down to verse 49.
49.
Yeah, what it say?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 47 to 49. Verse 47 reads, because you service not Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with joyfulness, gladness, of mine for the abundance of all things. Verse 48, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahuwah shall send against you, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he have destroyed you. Verse 49, the Yahuwah shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand.
Yeah, see, right. Now see what happened to you. See that? He says, if you don't want to serve him, he's going to serve you anyway. And you still can't see the enemy. And that's where you serve. Because where you was at, you'd have to pay water bill, light bill, gas bill, food bill. You have to pay that. If anybody around has to pay you, but now look what it been turned, the table's been turned, and now you know what you're doing there now. Now you know what you're doing, right? You know what you're doing. Let's find what you're doing, Brother Mackay in 20. Now this is what you're doing. See, the Bible tell you what you undid. In 28th chapter, verse number 18, Brother McConaughey, now this is what you have did. In the 28th chapter of Isaiah, now this is what you undid. As we can, we're going to see what you did that we can read. What can we read that you undid in 28, verse number 18 and 19? Let's see what you undid. Deuteronomy 28, 18 and 19. Now, see what's going to happen? Now, what you have to do this day. What does it say, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 18 and verse 19. Verse 18 reads, cursed shall be the fruit of your body.
What'd you read? Hold on. I mean Isaiah. Sorry about that. I'm looking right at Isaiah. It's called Deuteronomy. That's on me, that Brother Micaiah. I'm in Isaiah 28. Verse 18 and 19. Listen to what he's saying you undid now.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 18 and verse 19. In your covenant with death shall be disannulled. In your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. Verse 19. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take
you. Brother McKay. Come back to verse 15. I'll walk down to 18. Here's what we don't do. This is what we have did, and we just got to read what we undid. Huh? Think of verse 15.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, verse 28. Chapter 28, beginning at verse 15. Verse 15 reads, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overgirds shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves.
Wait a minute. We made a covenant with who in verse 15?
We made a covenant with death and with hell.
We made a covenant with death and hell. Hey, Bunchy, hold that point. Bunchy, and end time prophecy, in the 6th chapter, verse 8, can you hear me out in Revelation? We have made a covenant with death and hell. Lift up their, whatever he just said. We have made a covenant with death. I mean, we got to investigate that, Bunchy. What covenant we have made with death that we can read in the 6th chapter, verse 8 of Revelation, end time prophecy.
End time prophecy, the book of Revelation. Chapter 6, verse 8. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death and hell, followed with him. And power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
Read that again. Read verse 8.
Book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 8 reads, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat over him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
This pale horse is, and power was given to this pale horse, huh? So the horse was the one that's ministering all this death. They put a color to him called pale. Is it pale? That's big talk right there. You mean the prophecy say it says over in 28 chapters you made covenant with you made a covenant with death, and then you precept that through that 6 verse 8. And find out that the death that you have made a covenant with is pale. And then Brother King will run on back over to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 5, down to verse 13, the closing statement. We might hear some. So you see, we have to always get back at today, but you have to be clear that you have made a covenant with death, and the death is pale. And hold that trumpet, hold your trumpet before you read that. What was said, Mother E, in Proverbs 3:31-33, backed up with Detroit, Michigan, and number 15:15-16, back to back. What was said real quick? Mother E, that we can read in Proverbs 3:31-33, backed up with Detroit, Michigan, out there around Detroit, Numbers chapter 15:15-16, back to back. What it say?
The book of Proverbs chapter 3:31-33. Proverbs chapter 3:31. Envy thou not the oppressed, and choose none of his ways. Verse 32. For the forward, verse 30 forward is abomination to the Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. Verse 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just.
Come on, Joy.
Numbers 15, verse 15 and 16. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation Israel and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, and ordinate forever in your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Verse 16. One Torah instruction, law being polluted, and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
So you see what he's saying? He's telling you that you got to make sure that you choose none of the oppressor's ways.
Flipping up.
Because he said right now, you have in the thought of the wicked, and the wicked is pale. And he rides around, and he got a big pocket full of death on you. Death. Anyway, he's telling you in advance that this pale horse is ruler of the world, and the ruler of the world, Mother D.F. Israel, is in 9:24 of the book called Job. So, this book is not a novel, but your answer lies in this book. What it says in 9:24 of the book of Job?
Job chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the face of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
He said, the earth is given to the hand of the wicked. Who you pay your bills to? Hey, Israel, who you pay your bills to? I don't care you, and like you said, Mother Africa. Who you pay your water bill to, even in Mother Africa? Who you pay your clothing bill to? Who you pay your cable bill, your cell phone bill to? Who you pay it to, even in Mother Africa? He said, you're paying to the wicked. So Malachi chapter 2, Mother D.F. Israel. See, once you understand that Yahweh is not going to intervene until you understand exactly what he's saying. He's not going to intervene until you know how to help your loved one. Once you put yourself inside, deny, they said, deny self and help those that need to be helped and want to be helped. That's why we got to know the order of things. Malachi, chapter 1. Beginning verse 2 down to verse 4, most dear of Israel, what it say?
Malachi, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Verse 2, I have loved you, says Yahweh. Yet you say, wherein has you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says Yahweh. Yet I love Jacob, Israel. Verse 3, and I hated Esau and his five sons and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4, whereas Edom, Esau and his five sons said, we are imperishable, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, you shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the borders of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever.
And you have jumped down and read John 3:16, you come up with everybody, everything. Yes. And the people who the Almighty Yahweh got indignation with for death. You see that, Peter? Mm-hmm. Come on back in, Brother T. What you reading there, Brother T? So now that, look what we had now in 2 verse 5. We got this pale horse. We got this pale horse, but Messiah, before you read that, read me 29:22 of Isaiah. Let's bring this pale to make sure we're talking about, make sure we're talking cool. 29:22, what it says, Isaiah, brother, Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yah, God, Judah. What it say?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 22. Verse 22 reads, therefore, thus says Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham concerning the family of Israel. Israel should not now be ashamed, neither should his face now wax
hell. He said, I don't care how much I kick you, you know, on your ankle or whatever, and run your head into a tree. I tell you one thing I ain't gonna never do to you, Israel. I'll never let you look what kind of way, Brother Micaiah?
Hell.
You will never have your blood showing through your skin. You know what he said. He said, I don't care how much I beat you down, you will never be pale. So ain't no Israel pale. Anytime you got your blood showing through your skin, you not of Israel. Because he told Isaiah, say, you'll never be pale. You'll never be pale. And the ones on the land is pale. The blood showing through his skin, pat him on the back, and the back gets more real. Or you mess around and catch that ex of a president, soon you ask him a softball question, he turn like a red softball. Huh? That's the way it is. Man, it's the one that's going to deliver you up. He tell you what you'll look like. Hell. He gonna take peace from you, and everywhere he go, he going to be deaf. Now, come on back to 2 verse 4 since we made that statement. And what else about him, above King Israel? Not that. I know I said 5, but now I need verse 4. What else did he say about him? 2 verse 4. 2 verse 4 to 13 in the closing statement.
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 verse 13. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
Wait a minute, brother. You saying what ain't right?
His soul, the old soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him.
Yes, sir. Hold that point. Brother Micaiah, give me Ecclesiastes 1:15 and 7:13 of Ecclesiastes. What do you mean by his soul not right? You mean that's the whole body. That's from the bottom of your toe to the top of your, the bald spot of your head. It ain't right. Is there anything we can work with in Ecclesiastes 1:15?
Hey, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered.
He says, cannot be made straight. And every time you get a couple of dollars in your pocket, you go look for Mr. and Mrs. Crooked. That cannot be made straight. And as soon as you get a couple of dollars in your pocket, that's who you go look for. Mr. and Mrs. Cookie. That cannot be made straight. Now, who hands is in there at 7:13?
Ecclesiastes.
Yes, sir. 7:13.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, consider the work of Yahweh, for who can make that straight, which he has made crooked?
So, who made Mr. and Mrs. Wicked crooked? Brother McKay. Who made Yahweh. Mr. and Mrs. Wicked crooked?
Yahweh made him crooked.
And what he says in Proverbs 16, verse 4, 3 and 4.
Okay, the book of Proverbs, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3 reads, commit your works unto Yahweh, and your thoughts should be established. Verse 4, Yahweh hath made all things for himself, yet even the wicked for the day of evil.
So you say he made the wicked for the day of evil. What's on you right now? And you walking around with five masks on and leer of everybody. And that what you're doing right now? See? Because Yahweh told you in advance he's gonna do this because you don't want to serve me, right? Because you want to serve this wicked all the way until you. Understand one thing. You must get behind the six anointed camps of walked up to his life and get that land, school, and banquet all going. So you have to want this offspring of us. Hey, but you're going to serve your enemy until you understand what's written. Because you are made a covenant with a pale death. Pale is pale death and rule the world. And we can put a name on it and win tonight broadcast. Come on back, Brother T. Let's go on, wrap it up and get ready for Wednesday night to get some more of this. Come on back in that verse 4 down to verse 13 to close the day. Come on, Brother T.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4 to 13. Behold, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith. Coming. Verse 5. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he sinned by wine, he is a proud man, neither keeper at home, with larger desire as hell, and as death, and cannot be satisfied. But gather
up there. Wait a minute. Hey, what are you talking?
Yeah.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 5. Yea, he also, because he sinned by wine, is a proud man, neither keeper at all, who has lost his desire as hell and as death, and cannot be satisfied.
Hold on, Brother G. What is he to us?
As hell and death.
As death. Yeah. That's what he is to you.
Yeah.
He has death to you. That's who he is to you. Right there. So to you, as death to you, pale death.
Go ahead, Reed. It cannot be satisfied, but gather unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people.
You know what that means by can't be satisfied? It reminds me, otherwise you got a white liver. You know, they tell the story about white liver. You ain't satisfied yet. No, I ain't satisfied yet. White liver. That's what it is. White liver. No, I ain't satisfied yet. But God, dog, you get satisfied. I don't know what to do now. I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to turn all the bulls around the corner and let them rush in on you. And that's all right. Jake, I'm going to push. Read.
Verse 6 reads, should I all these take up a parable against him and a two-short proverb against him and say, woe, disaster to him that increases and that which is not his. How long is to him that laden himself with thick clay? Verse 7. Should they not rise up suddenly? That shall bite you and awake you. That shall vex you. And you should be for booty unto them. Israel should be for booty unto them. O children of Israel. Verse 8. Because you have spoiled many nations, and all the remnant of the people shall spoil you because of man's blood and for the violence of the land of the sea and all that dwell therein. Verse 9. Woe, disaster to him that covered an evil covenant to his nation, family, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Verse 10. You have consulted shame to your family, nation, by cutting off many people, and I sin against your soul. Verse 11. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Verse 12. Woe, disaster him that buildeth a tower with blood, establish it as city by sin. Verse 13. Behold, is it not of your five hosts that the people should labor in the very fire, and the people should weary themselves for very vanity.
So when it's all said and done, this wicked people are going to end up wearing, and 13, when it's all said and done, what is this wicked people going to end up when it's all said and done? According to verse 13, let's see, hold on, brother. Let's see what will it be John 3:16, one of the same. Let's see what it be one of the same in verse 13.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 13. Behold, is it not of Yahweh's hosts that the people should labor in a very fire?
Exactly right. But that John 3:16 ain't got nothing to do with the ones that have covered the face of the earth with depression, violence. They got a date, one day to come. And the matter of fact, for a team, I will read that in the closing statement. Give me Becca 1:18. Well, I will read it. I mean, see, and then we can put a name on what we're talking about. Hey, you got to have a name to be sure. So you go to Becca 1:18 and find out exactly who going to be labored into the time by name, but you be clear about it. It's up to you. Continue down the road you're going on. Knock yourself out. Becca 1:18, the closing statement says what?
He said in the same book, Becca chapter 1, verse 18,
Well, we'll make it Obadiah. Thank you, there, brother. You're absolutely right. Obadiah, 1:18. You might read one to get warmed up. Read Rebecca chapter 1:1 and 18. You might well get warmed up, and let's find out exactly who gonna be by name is gonna label in the back when it's all said and done. And that John 3:16 ain't got nothing to do but Israelites talking about Israelites to Israelites for Israelites. That's all that John 3:16 is all about. If you look at 1, 2, and 3 of the same book. Go ahead.
The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 18. The vision of Obadiah, thus said Yahweh concerning Esau, his five sons, including the word Edom, who have heard a rumor from Yahweh and an ambassador sent among the nations. Arise, let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 18 reads, and the family, nation of Israel, should be a fire, and the nation of Joseph a flame, and the nation of Esau for stubborn, and they should kindle in them, and devour them, and there should not remain any other nation of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken it.
How many going to remain?
No.
Well, that's the Bible, so brother T, whatever your closing statement is, and you're done.
Oh, man.
What do you say, brother T? What's your closing statement behind that? Come on.
I'll make it Psalms. On the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms. On Psalms chapter. Psalms. Chapter 112, verse 1. Read. Praise ye Yahweh. Blessed is the man that fear Yahweh, that delight greatly in his Torah instruction. Verse 2. He sees to be mighty upon earth. The generations of the upright should be blessed. Verse 3. Wealth and riches should be in his nation, family, and his righteousness endure forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's one of the pictures out of Camp 1, Brother T. Israel. Excellent. Bring our elder and get his closing statement, and we'll bring the mother in to address the nation for whatever Almighty put on her to address the nation on shortly after Mr. Tibbs gives his closing remarks on take number 62. Elder Tibbs, you're on the clock, come on. Still, you think we going to let Mr. Tibbs talk behind what you just got to do? East Milk. Where's your radio station? No problem. Let's find out, bring our mother in, Mother Z. And Mother Z going to address this national audience. All things we know, all the slots are spilled. 195 international countries in there. We don't know what's flashing, but we know one thing, every slot is spilled. So, Mother Z, you can address all the slots are spilled. So, what you going to tell this national audience, you on the clock, Mother Z. Tribal Yada Judah, you on the clock, come on.
Let me meet you, Mother Z. Yahweh bless and keep you, dear Israel of royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we got a national honor. We know it's there. So, and we know the Almighty will put something on you to tell them something. So tell us national honor is something in that microphone. You and the clock, come on.
Well, I'm going to read a little bit of the spirit of truth in St. John chapter 16 about the spirit of truth. St. John chapter 15, verse verse 1. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. Verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogue temple. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever kill you will think that he or she did Yahweh's service. Verse 3, and these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father, neither me. Verse 4, but these things have I told you that when the time shall come, ye might remember that I told you of them, and these things I said not unto you beginning because I was with you. Verse 5, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me whether I go it. Thus, I'm having trouble seeing tonight. Verse 6, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your mind. Verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you that the truth it is for you that I go. It is, I can't pronounce that word. I tell you the truth it is, can't pronounce that word, for you that I go away for if I go not away, the comfort will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Verse 8, and when he is come, he will read, and I know our the words of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, for sin of sin, because they delivered not on me. No, I'm sorry. For sin of sin, because they believe not on me. Verse 10. But the righteousness because of the righteousness, because I go to my Father, and he see me no more. Verse 11. For judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Verse 11. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Let's start right here, because like I said, I'm having a little trouble seeing tonight. And I'm just going to say, what he's telling us, that if he don't go away, you know, the comfort cannot come. And if he go away, he will send the comfort back to us. And I would just like to say hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Okay, we might well piggyback off on that a little bit. He said he won't go away, huh? He said, if I don't go away, you will not get a comfort. Let's see if we figure that out, what that means. Let's see if we figure that out, Detroit, Michigan. Let's see if we figure that out. Let's go to 14, verse 12, St. John. He said, now, I got to go away. He said, but if I go away, I'll send the comforter to you. Now, what are you trying to say? Detroit, Michigan, 14, verse 12, the book of St. John?
The book of John, 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth not on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Mm-hmm. Let's run to the book of Acts, chapter 7 on that, and look at verse 22. There. Let's go to Acts chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. What it says, Detroit, Michigan, in the closing statement, Acts chapter 7, verse 22 and 23.
Acts 7, verse 22 and verse 23. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Mizraims, Egypt being polluted, and was mighty in words and in deeds. Verse 23, and when he was full, 40 years old, it came unto his mind to visit the brethren, the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Detroit, Michigan, close the statement behind that. You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Excellent.
Read the word, excellent. Do the word, teach the word. Hallelujah, qua.
Hear the word, teach the word, and do the word. That was Camp out of Detroit, Michigan, say. Hey, Mother E, let's see, can we follow up on, give a bit more of that. You said, he's going away, but he's going to leave you a comfort. He said, a comfort that cannot come unless he go away. Let's run to, stay in the same book of Acts chapter 7, and pick it up at verse number 34, down to verse 37 in the closing statement. Let's take it to, Acts 7, 34, down to verse 37, and a closing statement. Mother E, come on.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 34 to 37.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 34. Seen, I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, the Lucifer house of bondage. And I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come I will send thee unto Egypt, the house of bondage. Verse 35, this Moses whom you refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did Yahweh send to be a ruler and a deliverance by the hand of the minister spirit, which appeared to him in the bush. Verse 36. He brought them out after that he had shown wonders and signs and in a land of Egypt, out of bondage, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness, 40 years. Verse 37. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a seer shall the Yahweh, your Yahweh, raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you here.
Ain't that something? Real close. All right. Mother E, Golden State until Wednesday night. You on the clock, come on. And Mother D.F.
Okay.
Israel, another guy, 4426, waiting on Mother D.F. Israel. Come on, Mother.
I'm going to read one verse Isaiah 44:1. Now, O Israel, now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. I would just like to say to Israel, that's why the son said, hear. And Israel is who he chose. So don't give up. Hold on. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You hear Israel? Don't give up. Hold on. That was one of the mothers out of Camp One. Mother E said, don't give up, Israel. Hold on. But we still trying to find out a little more information there, Mother D of Israel, Malachi 4 down to verse 6. Maybe we can keep on and we can maybe can see if it walked like a duck, cracked like a duck, it might be a duck. Let's see if we find out what's going on in Malachi chapter 4, 5, and 6. Chapter 4, verse 4, 5, and 6. Let's see.
Malachi
is chapter. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Bumakai Al Enoch 98:1-12, waiting on. Enoch, first book of Enoch, chapter 98:1-12. Let's find out a little bit more. You on the clock there, Mother D up Israel.
Malachi chapter 4, verses 4-6. Verse 4 reads, remember you the Torah instruction of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and the judgments. Verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the seer before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahuwah. Verse 6. And he shall turn the minds of the fathers to the children and the minds of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Mm. I'll go to Ezekiel 33, Mo, and look at verse 30 down to verse 33. So he says, the sign of the one that's going to be comforting you, and you know in Malachi, I mean, 1 Maccabees 12, verse 9, only you be comforted is through the scripture. But what the conversation he's going to have is say, come back and get in order. Come back, you family unions, get in order. Train your better man the way the Bible says, so they can train the offspring what the Bible says. That's the conversation going to be going on. Then once you understand that, this will come across your mind in the book of Ezekiel 33, verse 30 down to verse 33. And the closing statement, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's say.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 30-33. Verse 30. Also, you son of man, the children of your people still are talking against you at the walls and in the door of the temple, and speaking one to another, every one to his neighbor, his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from Yahuwah. 31. And they come unto you as the people cometh, and they set before you as my people. And they hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their mind goeth after their covetousness. 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your word, but they do them not. 33. And when this come to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a seer has been among them.
Yeah, I don't know where you'll be going, but certainly you'll recognize a seer is in the midst of you. I don't know what you might be doing. Might be watching that old one I say. Might be trying to look like the other nation. But certainly you'll recognize a sign of the time. Moji of Israel, what's your closing statement is to Wednesday? Come out.
James chapter 4, I'm going to read a few verses. James 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8. Draw nigh to Yahweh, and he will draw nigh to you. Clean your hands, you sinners, and purify your mind, you double-minded. Verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's my idea of Israel. I'm going to try to make a little slight detail for a minute. Stop at 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 1 Corinthians 15, 34. Then we'll get that Enoch. Chapter 98:1-12. Let's see what we're working with there, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Then skip on down to 1 Corinthians 15:34. Then let's get us some Enoch. Let's get some Enoch 98:1-12. You on the clock there, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
Okay, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, know you not, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. Be not deceived, neither fornicator, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 34. Verse 34 reads, to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak this to your shame.
Read that again.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 34. Verse 34 reads, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak this to your shame.
Awake to righteousness and sin not. So you gotta wake up your righteousness and sin not. Enoch 98:1-12. Let's see what the ultimate punishment is. If you don't wake up and stop that sinning, that means breaking the verse by my book. 98:1-12. What's going on, Brother McGuire?
Okay. The book of Enoch. Verse 98, chapter 98, verses 1-12. Verse 1 reads, and now I swear to you, to the wise and to the foolish, that you shall see many experiences on the earth. Verse 2, for you men shall put on more adornment than a woman, and color garments more than a young one, like royalty and garner. And in power, and in silver, and in gold, and in purple, and in splendor, and in food, they shall be poured out as water. Therefore, they shall have neither knowledge nor wisdom. And because of this, they shall die together with their possessions, and with all their honor, and their splendor, and in shame, and in slaughter, and in great destitution. Their spirit shall be thrown into the furnace of fire. Verse 4, I have sworn to you, you sinners, as a mountain has not become a slave, and a hill does not become the servant of a woman. Even so, sin has not been sent on the earth, but man of himself has created it. And they that committed shall fall under a great curse. Verse 5, barrenness has not been given to the woman, but on account of the deeds of her own hands, she dies without children. Verse 6, I have sworn to you, you sent by the righteous great one, that all your evil deeds are revealed in heaven, and that none of your wrong deeds of oppression are covered and hid. Verse 7, and do not think in your spirit, nor say in your mind that you do not know and that you do not see that every sin is recorded every day in heaven in the presence of the Most High Yahweh. Verse 8, from now on, you know that all your wrongdoing that you do will be written down every day until the day of your judgment. Verse 9, woe to you, you fool, for through your folly you should perish, and you do not listen to the wise, so no good will come to you against the wise. Verse 10, and now know you that you are prepared for the day of destruction. Therefore, do not hope to live, you sinner, but you should depart and die, for there will be no ransom for you, because you are prepared for the day of the great judgment, for the day of tribulation and great shame for your spirit. Verse 11, woe to you, you abstinent of mine, who work wickedness and eat blood. Where do you have good things to eat and to drink and to be filled from all the good things which Yahweh, the Most High, has placed in abundance on the earth? Therefore, you shall have no peace. Verse 12, woe to you who love the deeds of unrighteousness. Wherefore do you hope for good for yourself? You know that you shall be delivered into the hands of the righteous, and they shall cut off your neck and slay you and have no mercy on you.
Let's go to Isaiah 32. Let's look at Isaiah 32 there, Brother McCallion. And we'll pick it up around by verse number 5. Pick it up and read down to about verse number 13. Let's look at Isaiah 32, 5 to 13. Let's see what that says.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 32, verse 5 to 13. Verse 5 reads, the veiled person shall be no more called liberal, free, nor the tall said to be bountiful. Verse 6, for the veiled person will speak violently, and his mind will work sin, to practice hypocrisy, and to utter error against Yahweh, to make empty the soul for person of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Verse 7, instruments also of the child are evil. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speak it right. Verse 8, but the liberal, free, despises freedom, liberal things, and by freedom things shall he stand. Verse 9, rise up, you woman. Well, rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear his voice, you careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Verse 10, many days and years shall you be troubled, careless women, for the vantage shall fail. The gathering shall not come. Verse 11, tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled, ye careless ones. Strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. Verse 12, they shall lament for the teeth, for the pleasant field, for the fruitful vine. Verse 13, upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and berries. Yes, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city.
Let's go to Sirach, chapter 13, pick up verse 1. Let's get a little bit of that in, Brother McKay, then we'll get to the statement. Sirach 13, let's see what's about. he's making a statement because he's saying, you got some careless women out there. They refuse to follow and humble themselves behind that not following man, and they still got a lot of comeback in their toes. He said they got to make a change in the way and humble themselves and get behind that Yahweh man. In 13 chapter verse 1, let's read a little bit.
The book is the rock. Chapter 13.
Come on.
Verse 1. Verse 1 reads, he that touches pit shall be defiled therewith, and he that hath fellowship with a proud man shall be like unto him. Verse 2, burden not yourself above your power will you live it, and have no fellowship with one that is mightier and richer than yourself. For how agree the kittle and the eating, in the earthen pot together? For if the one be smitten against the other, it shall be broken. Verse 3, the rich man or woman hath done wrong, and yet he threatened withal. The poor is wrong, and he or she must entreat also. Verse 4, if you be for his or her profit, he or she will use you. But if you have nothing, he or she will forsake you. Verse 5, if you have anything, he or she will live with you. Yes, he or she will make you bear and will not be sorrowful for it. Verse 6, if he or she have need of you, he or she will deceive you and smile upon you and put you in hope. He or she will speak you fair and say, what wantest you? Verse 7, and he or she will shame you by his meat or her meat until he or she have drawn you dry twice or thrice. And at the last, he or she will...
But hold that point before you read that. But in that case, you're talking about what the he going to do to the woman. Because the he going to do everything he can to cross the woman up, thinking that what's going on today, you don't need that Yahweh man. All you need to keep me in the mind. So that's
okay.
But was he been used you all the way up? Now read that last verse in a closing statement. A time said we catch your wings tonight. What is saying
okay.
That now that 90th verse right there? Verse you're on right now. Come on.
Okay. The Rock 13:7. And he will shame you by his meat until he have drawn you dry twice or thrice. And at the last, he will laugh you to scorn. Afterward, when he sees you, he will forsake you and shake his head at you.
I think that's right. And that's what he'll do.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come on his job and you say, yes, about what you want me to do, whatever. You get home and you call that man a B-A-N. Close the payment, brother. Messiah Israel, you on the clock. Come on.
Thank Yahweh for another blessed day to read his word. Thank Yahweh for my wife and daughters. Thank Yahweh for giving us to stay on earth. We have bought a stay on earth who teaches his word. Thank Yahweh for the elders and the mothers and for the teachers, B-O-T-T-Y. I want to close out with the book of James, chapter 5. Verse 19 and 20. Brother, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, verse 20, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul, a person from death, and shall have a multitude of sins. Hallelujah, wah. Hallelujah, wah. Hallelujah, wah.
Hallelujah, wah. Remember one thing, all the six caps, all of them, praying for the speedy recovery of our teacher elder out of Camp 1. Brother Yagar, get them herbs and get that all green food and stay away from stress and drink plenty of water and grab that machine out and check your blood up and get a speedy recovery because all six anointed caps got prayers out for you for a speedy recovery. It just says Yahweh. But stress we don't need. And what we need is to have one thing, a pillow of rest and understanding.
Hallelujah.
Take that blood up. Take a cup of garlic peel and eat plenty of green food and corn, and you will have a speedy recovery. All right, so we'll leave it like that. And one thing about it, one thing about it, we all in the same together. We got to pull for one another, understand one thing. We need one another